Since we have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written, I believed and so I spoke, we also believe and so we also speak. In the name of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. Faith speaks. Preachers use quotes in their sermons constantly. Writers illustrate their points with quotes. Nothing wrong with that. Quotes are quite helpful and encouraging in making the point. But not when the quote has no basis in fact. Those quotes are just misleading. There is a very clever and popular quote that I've read and has been used on social media recently. I read. It goes like this: preach the gospel at all times. Use words if necessary. It's attributed to St. Francis of Assisi, founder of the Franciscan Order, and the intention is to say that proclaiming the gospel by example is more virtuous than actually proclaiming with your voice. It's not a quote that I like because it seems to create a useless dichotomy between speech and action, and the spirit behind it feels a little arrogant, intimating that those who practice the gospel are more faithful to the faith than those who use their voice. But here's the fact. St. Francis never said, preach the gospel at all times, use words if necessary. None of his disciples, none of his biographers have those words coming out of his mouth. It doesn't show up in any of his writings. The closest comes from his rule of 1221, chapter 12, on how the Franciscans should practice their preaching. No brother should preach contrary to the form and regulations of the Holy Church. All the friars should preach by their deeds. What he's saying there is not preach by your actions alone. He's saying make sure your deeds match your words. In fact, the deed proclamation of the gospel is not biblical either. Paul asked the church in Romans 10, how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? One common theme in today's lessons is that of voice. Voice that is spoken and voice that is heard. In Samuel, we read that the Israelites refused to listen to the voice of Samuel, that voice that carried the message of trust in God. The psalmist writes a voice. Using their voice, they give thanks and call out to God for help. And God answers with his voice. All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth. Their voice of thanksgiving is in response to their hearing of the word that God has spoken. Voice is very important. Let's consider today what faith speaks, how faith speaks, why faith speaks, and why it matters to us. What does faith speak? Romans 1, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith. Faith speaks the gospel. What is the gospel of which faith speaks? In Acts, in response to the Holy Spirit, Philip comes upon an Ethiopian eunuch who was reading from the prophet Isaiah. Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture, he preached Jesus to him. The gospel, in a nutshell, is about the grace and peace that comes from God, the substitute sacrifice that Jesus made for sinners, and the rescue of people from the evil in this present world. What does faith speak? Faith speaks the name of Jesus Christ and tells who he is and what he came to do for us. Until I was 13, I grew up without any reference to the name Jesus. I'd never heard his name mentioned, much less what he came to do for us. But when I was 13, I found myself in a mountain village in southern Honshu, Japan, walking into a dimly lit auditorium at a retreat center. My memory is standing amongst a bunch of other teenagers all looking up at this lit stage, and there was a man speaking. I don't remember most of what he was saying. Only one word do I remember. And that word felt like warm oil dripping over my head, penetrating down into my heart. My eyes welled up, and for the first time in my life, I felt alive. I didn't know that's what being alive felt like. I was surprised by the strangeness of the feeling. I liked it, but I didn't understand it. It completely took me over in a feeling that I didn't want to ever go away. The word spoken that I heard, Jesus. Jesus. His name has a force behind it. Philippians 2. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and has freely bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and those in heaven and on earth and those under the earth, and that in every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. There is power in the name of Jesus. Now, any power that's attributed to the name of Jesus originates in the personhood of Jesus. When we believe in Jesus' name, we are trusting in the finished work on the cross. Jesus is not a magic word. There's nothing special about the arrangement of the letters in his name. Had Jesus not been God in the flesh, who lived a perfect life, died for the sins of all who would believe, and rose again, now living and seated next to the Father, we wouldn't even be talking about his name. Any power accessed in Jesus' name comes from true faith in who Jesus is and what he does for sinners. So what does faith speak? Faith speaks the name and nature of Jesus Christ. Preach the gospel at all times and make sure you speak the name of Jesus so that people know how it is that you live in love for others, how you live in peace in the midst of the storms that are around you, and why you live standing up for the oppressed. How does faith speak? Faith speaks by the grace of God. The power to speak faith comes from a transformed heart. The boldness of our faith emanates not from our own ability or our desire. It can never be our own possession or our own achievement, but only, always, it is a gift of grace to be received day by day. Speaking the name of Jesus requires courage. Paul in Thessalonians says, "You yourselves know, brothers and sisters, that our coming to you was not in vain. But though we had already suffered and had been shamefully mistreated at Philippi, as you know, we had courage to declare to you the gospel of God in spite of opposition." I was a young stage lighting technician, first job at Tupperware Auditorium, working on a car show when I became a Christian. Of course, it was a dramatic encounter for me, and I felt called to leave that profession and follow Christ. I'll never forget telling the technical director, my boss, that day that I had become a Christian and was changing my life direction. I was naive. I thought that he'd be excited as I was. I didn't expect the reaction. I didn't expect the reaction, but I found that I was heckled as I walked out the backstage door. I was a sucker. Sucker for Jesus. Stupidest decision you ever make, Patty. I would be sorry, they said. This is what Paul writes about when he writes, "For this light momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond comparison." My living and my actions at the time had changed dramatically. Everyone knew I was a different person. They were not reacting to the way that I was living. Their heckles and their derogatory remarks were aimed at my faith in Jesus Christ. It was Jesus they were bothered by. You know, it's impossible to preach the gospel without words. The gospel is inherently verbal. Preach the gospel at all times and make sure you speak the name of Jesus. Why does faith speak? Paul writes to us, "For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God." Faith speaks so others will know the power, purpose, plan, and the glorious redemptive plan of God. God is working his salvation. Faith speaks to extend that mission, to bring to a conclusion the complete redemption of God. And he calls us to partner with him in that mission. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Our own Marcus and Shannon and their two wonderful young boys are finishing up a week in Honduras. They're on mission representing our diocese and the cathedral. We're in our reconnection of our partnership with Honduras, the Episcopal Church in Honduras. Part of what they're doing is training through lay ministers to speak the name of Jesus through a Christian media ministry that brings millions face to face with Jesus in their heart language. Speaking the name of Jesus in their heart language. We're excited to hear all about their trip and how we can join with them as we continue our partnership to preach the gospel in Honduras. This ministry that they're part of, it's that project that they're part of, is also used in the United States to equip Christians to share the story of Jesus with others. Believe it or not, church, we are the fourth largest unchurched, de-churched nation in the world. We are living in the middle of a mission field, and this mission field is a hard field. Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what has been written, "I believed, and so I spoke." And we also believe, and we also speak. Faith speaks the name of Jesus. It's by God's grace that we're able to speak that name. We of our own cannot. Jesus tells us to take his yoke. It is light. This is not a call for guilt or pressure. The Holy Spirit sheds God's love abroad in our hearts. It warms our hearts by his means of grace. And because his love warms our hearts, we want to share his redemption with others. And we do this not simply by being nice, not solely by doing good deeds for someone else, and not merely by being a good human. We do this by preaching the gospel at all times, using words, and by matching our actions with our words. May the God from whom all good proceeds grant that by his inspiration we may think those things that are right, and by his merciful guiding may do them. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.